When you get there, let's stand. I thought about it as I was preparing this. We come into this time of the year, and we're wrapped up in the Easter play, and it always affects me in some way. I always get sermons that I've never gotten before from that Easter play, and I'm telling you, if you're a part of it, you know what I'm saying, and if you're not a part of it, you need to be. Amen. And let's be much in prayer and praying for our Easter play. Let's invite folks to come. Amen. It's going to be this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken. So let's get the folks out here. I'm telling you, if you can get people here, they will be saved. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to look at Judas a little while this morning. You know, don't knock Judas too hard. Because most of us fall right in there with him. Matthew chapter 27, let's look at verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, for another opportunity, Lord, to be able to come before you in prayer. God, we realize today, God, that we're none worthy. God, we realize today, God, Lord, that we all need you, Lord. And I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us if we do our best to try to preach this right now, Lord. And I pray, God, you would move in each and every heart, God. I pray, God, you'd speak to each and every one today, God. Help us, Lord, to get our hearts and minds on you, Lord, not to be focused on things on the outside, God, but keep our minds focused right here in this building. And whatever's done, we'll lift up Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Chosen by Jesus, walked with Jesus, ate with Jesus, and still betrayed Jesus. Sound like somebody you know? How close are you? How close are you to betraying Jesus? Or I thought about it. Are you just going through the motions this morning? How many is just going through the motions this morning? You come to church just because that's the thing to do. Come to Sunday school just because that's the thing to do. Well, it's getting about Easter time. I figure I need to show up at church so they won't talk about me too much. Going through the motions. I believe with all my heart, and they can't nobody convince me any different, Brother Ed, I believe all my heart that Judas at one time was right with God. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus sent them out two by two. He was with that crowd. They performed miracles. They did those things. He followed Jesus. But I'm telling you, it's real easy for us to get our minds off of what we need to get our minds on.
Amen.
I want to preach a little while on some things that Judas knew that we all should know. Number one, Judas confessed that he knew Jesus and his power.
That's right.
The Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 47 and 48, listen to how this reads. Now, and I'm going to slow down a little bit because a lot of times we read over this kind of stuff, Josh, and we really don't pay attention to what it's saying. Listen. And while they yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him, being Judas, had gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Now listen. And Judas said, and hold him fast. Did you get that? Judas had never seen Jesus, Wes, do anything out of anger. And we know he got angry and flipped over the tables, but we're talking about a man that was full of love. We're talking about a man that loved everybody. And Judas has said, the one that I kiss, that's the one that's him. He said, and hold him fast. He confessed it. What he's doing, he's confessing that I know him. I'll kiss him so you'll know the one that we're looking for. How many of us claim to know Jesus this morning? And we really don't. Judas said, I know who it is. I'm going to kiss the one it is. And when I kiss him, you hold him fast because I know his power. If you study the Bible, in one instance, Kevin, the Bible says when Jesus spake, David, that all the people that were there fell backwards just from his words. Jesus could have called down 10,000 angels and stopped everything right there. He said, hold him fast. That word fast out there, it means to seize or retain hold of and to keep and obtain by force. He told them, when I show you who it is, you grab him because I know his power. We got people in this church, you know who he is, you know about his power, but you really don't know him. If Judas would have really known him, Greg, he would have known all this was headed toward the cross. All Jesus had told him and told him and told him what was going to happen. But he said, no, I know his power. I've seen the blind healed, amen. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the lame walk. You ain't seen what I've seen. I know what he can do. Some of us been in church all our life. And we know what he can do. But are we really serving him? Do we really know him? Are we just going through the motions? Judas also confessed his love for money. The Bible says in Matthew 26, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him to you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. He said, what are you going to give me? I've been following this Jesus around. I've been watching everything Jesus does. And everything Jesus does is from somebody else. And we've been following him, and we ain't got nothing out of this. What you going to give me? See, with most people, it's all about material things. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? I've been following Jesus all these years. What's in it for me? I've been doing all this. What's in it for me? And you got to understand, as I was thinking about this and studying on this, my mind went to a story that I had read one time. George W. Truett, the one that we would stay in when we go to Hayesville, North Carolina, Truett Camp up there. This a famous old-time pastor. He pastored out in Texas. A well-known pastor. He was invited to dinner at the home of a wealthy man in Texas. After the meal, the host led him to a place where they could get a good view of all the surrounding areas. Pointing to the oil wells on the landscape, he boasted, 25 years ago, I had nothing. Now, as far as you can see, it's mine. Looking in the opposite direction, he said, all that grain, all that's mine. He turned eastward toward the herd of cows, and he bragged, they're all mine. Then he pointed west to the beautiful forest. He exclaimed, that's all mine too. Then he paused, waiting for Preacher Truett to say something. Maybe to pat him on the back and tell him how good he's been. Preacher Truett placed one hand on his shoulder, Greg, and pointed up. He said, but how much of that is yours? You bragging about all you got, and you're trying to accumulate all you can, and it's all about you, and it's all about what you can get your hand on, and it's all about your bank account, and it's all about your cars, and it's all about this, and it's all about that. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to come down to a point where you have to stand before a man named Jesus Christ, and it ain't going to be about all you accumulated on this side. It's going to be about all you had with him on that side, amen. Somebody said, works won't get you to heaven, but praise God, they'll follow you there. That's right. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Works can't get you to heaven, but praise God, they will follow you there. In other words, when you get saved, yeah, you will try to accumulate some stuff. I'm trying to accumulate all I can over on the other side where rust and rot can't get a hold to it. Amen. I'm trying to get stars in our crown. We're trying to invite people to church. We're trying to get people saved. Amen. Where something that's really going to count for eternity. Judas said, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Is that your attitude this morning? Judas also confessed that he had sinned. If I'm not mistaken, I did a study on this one time, Kevin. There's only seven places in the Bible, Brother Ralph, where somebody actually said the phrase, I have sinned. This is one of them. The Bible tells us in Matthew 27, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to it. Don't miss it. When he saw the results of his sin,
come on.
That's when it happened. Ain't that how we are? Man, David was teaching Sunday school this morning, and I'm sitting there thinking, if he don't shut up, he's going to get in my sermon. But he gave an illustration that I'm going to use this morning. He gave the illustration how in the book of Judges and how that people, that we're surrounded by that bubble in our Christian walk, and God is protecting us from the enemy. And even though we still do stupid stuff, God's still protecting us from the enemy. Even though we sin, God's still protecting us from the enemy. But I'm telling you, they're going to come a point where God's going to remove the bubble and the enemy's going to flood in. What happened was Judas was going along and everything was good until he saw the result of his sin. And then he got a little upset. What's the results of your sin? What's the results? There's been families lost because of sin. There have been homes lost because of sin. There have been children lost because of sin. I got a call this week from a man that I know, and he said, please pray for me. My family's in trouble. Ain't it amazing how when something bad happens, then we turn to God?
That's right.
Judas saw the results of his sin. Judas saw, what did he think was going to happen? These people have been after Jesus for months. They've been doing their best to kill Jesus. They've been doing their best to capture Jesus. What in the world did he think was going to happen when he betrayed Jesus and sold him out? He ought to realize what was going to happen even beforehand. But no, that won't happen to me. I can flirt with that young lady at the job, and that won't happen to me. I can flirt with that man on the job, and that won't happen to me. I can sneak around and do these little sins, and that won't happen to me. Guess what? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
Judas confessed that he had sinned, but it was too late to stop it then. It was already in motion. Judas goes back to the priest. He throws down the money. He's trying to stop it. He's doing it. Let me tell you something. When God, like David said this morning, when God removes that bubble from around you, it's coming. It's coming. We better get all our little pet sins, and we better get all our little things under the blood this morning, amen? And we better do our very best to start lining up with what thus saith the Word of God, because I'm telling you right now, once the ball goes rolling downhill, you will not stop it. Judas tried to stop it. It's too late. Proverbs 29 verse 1 says this, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy. In other words, what God is saying right there, I've told you, and I've told you, and I've tried to get your attention, and I've tried to get your attention, and I've sent the preacher, and I've sent people to talk to you, and I've tried to get your attention, but no, you won't listen. So when I start, I'm not going to stop. The Bible says also in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24 through 27, because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but have set naught at my counsel and with none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. James chapter 1 verse 15 says this, when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. You know what's amazing to me? I know I've read it, Alan, many, many times, but I've never saw it like I did this week. He come to the high priest. He throws the money down. He said, I have sinned and I have betrayed the innocent blood. And this is what the high priest said. What's that to us? What's that to us? See thou to it. They didn't care. They didn't care. Most people don't care about you. Most people don't care about you. Them people on your job don't care about you. Thank God for Jesus Christ and thank God for the church. Thank God for somebody that'll pray for you. Thank God for somebody that'll stand up and preach to you. Thank God for people that'll stand up and sing the songs of Zion, amen, and do our very best to reach a lost and dying world. Aren't you glad somebody cared for you? They said, what's that do? We don't care. We don't care. We've got what we want. That's how Satan does, amen? A lot of times we go back and we try to change. Oh, the devil don't care. The devil said, I got what I want out of you. I'll use you up one side. I'll use you down the other. I'll cast you aside. And aren't you glad that there's a man named Jesus that don't matter how far down you go, glory to God, he said, I still love you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you till the end of the world. What's that to us? Judas also confessed his shame. Matthew 27 verse 4 said, I have sinned and betrayed the innocent blood. He knew he had done wrong. He knew he had done wrong. Tried to give the money back, amen. Done his very best to go back and give the money back to him. Have you ever tried to do that? Ever tried to go back and fix what you broke? Ever done anything stupid? I'm talking about sin.
Amen.
And then it's amazing to me, Melvin, how many people get sorry when they get caught.
Come on.
I don't know. I watched a newsreel the other day. It was a lady that was a teacher. She was accused of messing with one of the male students, and when they arrested her, she had no idea what she was being arrested for. She was just clueless. You know, this had happened a few years before, and when she found out what she was being arrested for, she buried her hands in her face in her hands and wept and cried and said, oh, I'm sorry. Yep. Too late then. Judas confessed his shame. He realized that he could not go back and change anything. Now, don't you notice this, my last point. Riley, I'll get ready for Robert. I want Brother Robert to sing. Please forgive me. Judas confessed that he alone was guilty. Notice what he said. I betrayed. I betrayed. I have sinned. Judas didn't try to blame the other 12. Well, none of them ever helped me. They didn't talk to me. They didn't invite me in their little clique. He didn't try to blame Jesus. He didn't try to blame the high priest. He could say, well, if that high priest hadn't offered me that money, I wouldn't have done it. Ain't it amazing in Gavin, in the time with it ain't never my fault. It ain't never my fault. It's always somebody else's. If my mama and daddy had treated me better when I was 2.5 years old, or if my first grade teacher hadn't spanked me, or my first grade teacher hadn't looked at me like that, I wouldn't be like I am today. You are a liar. The Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked, and I'm telling you, who can know it? Amen. Hey, the Bible says we're led away of our own lust. You can't blame nobody else. Glory to God. You want to know whose fault it is? You look in the mirror. Judas said, I have sinned. Judas knew he alone was guilty of what he had done. And if we study, every one of us has got to come to that realization, it's me. I did this. I did. I can't tell you how many times, folks, that I've sat in my office back there and talked to couples. Well, if my wife would have just treated me better, I wouldn't have cheated. If my husband would have been there for me, I wouldn't have cheated. And I'm just using this as an example. Let me tell you something. You can't blame somebody else for your sin. Because the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, Wes, the Bible tells us about the great white throne judgment. And the Bible also teaches us that as Christians, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody saved or lost will stand before God one day. And I won't be able to stand before Jesus and say, well, Lord, if Robert Lloyd would have just sung this song, or if Robert Lloyd would have just sung that song, or if Wes would have been a little more this, or if Greg would have been a little more that, if Greg would have backed me up a little better or if Jamie would have been there for me when I was down. No, I'll answer to God for me.
Right.
And at the great white throne judgment, you're going to answer to God for you. Judah said, I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that did it. Now, here's where we're going to change the course a little bit. Brother Robert, come on. In everything that Judas knew and that Judas should have done, you know what Judas didn't do? He never repented and asked Jesus to forgive him. You say, well, Jesus forgive him? He forgave you, didn't he?
That's right. I promise you he will.
Huh? How many times you betrayed him? How many times you turned your back on him? How many times you done something stupid and had to come back to him? Amen? 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If Judas would have got down and said, Lord, forgive me, Jesus would have forgave him. I believe that with all my heart. If that's not true, then the Bible's not true. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many of us this morning thank God for grace? Amen. Thank God for mercy. How many of us this morning are just going through the motions or just playing and we're not really serious about our Christian walk? When you get that point, you're not very far from betraying him. You're not very far from betraying him. When Judas went before those high priests, what was in his mind? He wasn't too far away from miracles being performed.
Amen.
It hadn't been long for Judas that he had saw Jesus raise the dead. It hadn't been long for Judas that he had saw Jesus heal the blind. Where are you at this morning? Where are you at this morning? Don't look at nobody else. This is a me and you conversation. I want you to bow your head.